It's the time of yearly best of lists again, but NPR TV critic Eric Deggans thinks that many great TV shows just aren't getting the attention they deserve in these roundups. Eric joins us now. You're going to show a little love, Eric?
I sure am.
Well, what? What are your favorite, a couple of the favorite underrated shows from this past year?
Okay, well, the first one I'd like to talk about is Get Shorty, and it's this wonderful TV series that's based on a 1990 Elmore Leonard novel, and it stars Chris O'Dowd as this enforcer for a criminal organization in Nevada who decides he wants to try and change his life because he has this daughter that he wants to take care of. He wants to get out of the criminal business. He wants to get into the film business. And he gets all these gangsters to fund these great ideas that he has for movies. And so eventually he gets arrested and he's talking to this producer and they sort of have this scene in jail between each other. And we've got a clip. Let's check it out.
Miles, I came in here to see how you are. But I have to tell you, I felt betrayed. To find out there's another side of you and our work together that you never mentioned. That you made me an accomplice to felonies without considering what it could do to me. It's a miracle I still have a career.
You have every right to be angry.
Now, this is a TV show that is both funny and dramatic, and it also has a great performance by Ray Romano, who plays this sort of B-list, C-list producer who winds up falling into, you know, working with Chris O'Dowd's character. It's completely overlooked. It's on this platform called Epix, but it's really very good, and you can go back and watch it on demand if you get Epix on your cable channel.
So it's got some big names in it. Why do shows like this not get noticed? I mean, because you're going to also talk about other shows that are on platforms that are even higher profile than Epix.
Sure. Well, you know, there's just so much television, and it's just hard for people to keep up with it all. And like another show I wanted to bring to everyone's attention is a show that's called Safe Harbor that is available on Hulu, the streaming service. Now, this is an Australian TV show, actually, and it's about these upper-middle-class Australians who come across a boat of refugees on the water. Initially, they try to tow them back to Australia, but eventually they realize that they've disappeared and they assume that the refugees decided not to go back with them. But when they come across the family again in Australia, the wife of one of the men sort of explains what's happened. Let's listen to a clip here.
You said you would take us to Australia, and in the middle of the night you cut us loose. How could you? How could you leave us there? 7 people died. 7. You killed my daughter!
And so this series not only starts out by really outlining some of the issues inherent in the immigrant crisis, but it evolves into this character study where we find out that the Australians thought that the refugees chose to leave them. The refugees thought the Australians had cut their rope and cast them out on the water. It turns out that getting to the heart of that mystery reveals a lot about both sides of this equation. It's a really great character study in addition to an exploration of this immigrant crisis.
So finally, we have Sorry for Your Loss, starring Elizabeth Olsen, who plays a young widow struggling to deal with the death of her husband. This is on Facebook Watch, which is still a relatively new platform. What do you like about this series?
Well, this series takes a look at how people process grief when they lose someone close to them. And so we see Elizabeth Olsen, who people might know, she played the Scarlet Witch in the Avengers movies. Janet McTeer plays her mother. Kelly Marie Tran plays her sister. And we get to see how this loss sort of reverberates through everyone's life. Elizabeth Olsen's character also doesn't get along with her dead husband's brother. But they do bond over the shared grief that they have. And we have a clip of this. Let's check it out.
I hate when people use the word condolences.
I hate it when people tell me that I'm in their prayers.
Yeah. I hate how in the beginning everyone wants to send you flowers and donate to like a foundation for your dead person. And they stop calling and writing and doing nice things for you because they're over it. And they expect you to be over it.
Yeah. So what I like about this show, not only does it really sort of get into the bones of what it's like to try and wrestle with grief, But it also, her husband was African-American. His brother's African-American. Kelly Marie Tran is Asian. We have a very sort of diverse set of characters. So we get to see a lot of different shades of meaning here. And the scripts are just really fabulous. I thought they did a great job with it. And a lot of people are not used to going to original content on Facebook.
Right.
But Facebook Watch is this platform that has some scripted content that's really interesting. And this is, I think, the best series they've done so far.
Final question, Eric Deggans. For those of us who have trouble committing, what do you recommend if you don't want to watch a full series? Any TV specials that caught your eye that are one-offs?
Yep. There's a great movie that's going to air on HBO tonight. It's called Icebox. It's the story of a 12-year-old Honduran boy who is fleeing gang violence in his home country. And if you want to get a sense of the other side of this debate about caravans and undocumented immigrants, watch this movie and you'll see, you know, the plight of many different folks represented in the plight of one 12-year-old boy who's forced to take a journey that no 12-year-old should have to take alone.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, you've just filled our entire weekend. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.